I like a careful woman and I like economy. That is to say, I like them in the way. But it seems to me that lately my wife goes to the extreme. To just give you an instance, now today, we hadn't any butter, so to save the margarine, at breakfast time she cooked a sprat, you see. So I ate it, never dreaming I was doing wrong, until she lost her temper and then said to me, don't you think you've overstepped the margin? Fancy eating all that sprat, good gracious me. Couldn't you have left the bones for me to stew and get the fat? Or the scales to make fish sandwiches for tea? You nasty, greedy, grasping, selfish glutton. It's no wonder that you get so beastly fat. When I distinctly told you you could only have the tail, the idea of you devouring all the sprat. The missus said last summer, I believe I was a jade. So I think that for a month I'll go away. I leave you sufficient money from which to keep the house and the different tradesmen's bills to also pay. She went, the month expired, then she returned in splendid health, and after she had had a cup of tea, she said, now where's the change out of the money that I left? I gave it her, and then she said to me, don't you think you've overstepped the margin? You had 1 and 9 pence when I went away. You've only paid the baker and the butcher and the milk. You've had a fine old flare-up, I will lay. You careless, reckless, double-dyed old spendthrift. A paltry shilling left is all you've got. If I'd stayed away a year instead of only just a month, I suppose that you'd have squandered all the lot.